Here we are at Florida Farm Bureau Days at the state capitol, between the old capitol and the new capitol, talking to Commissioner of Agriculture Adam Putnam. Adam, welcome to Farm Bureau Days once again. Great speech. We did a live Facebook with you through my social media staff here, so that went real well. But how's it going so far this second day of session, I guess?
You know, we're off to a good start. We've got a fantastic turnout of farmers and ranchers from throughout the state. The courtyard is filled not only with Farm Bureau members, but also with legislators and staff and the public. So showcasing the bounty of Florida and being able to highlight some of the issues that are our priorities for this year in a little more social setting, it provides an environment for us to be more successful.
It is a good atmosphere, and you know, a lot of smiles, a lot of good times, but underneath a lot of issues and a lot of important farm issues, especially this year.
No question about it. You know, we've got big issues with continuing to be able to farm in the EAA in South Florida, major spring shed issues in the Tri-County area around the St. Johns River, big fights over the budget, and whether programs like Visit Florida and Enterprise Florida will continue to be around. And you have to always be cautious that things like Fresh from Florida don't get caught up in that portion of the debate. And the things that are priorities to us in the department, you know, eradicating pests and diseases. We're still fighting the screw worm. We're still fighting giant African land snails. We're still fighting citrus greening. So, and that's just a few of them. So we've got a lot on our plate, and that's why it's so good and so important that these members are here representing our industry.
You know, and Commissioner, it seems like we're number three in population in the nation now as a state, still a major ag state. A lot of people live here don't realize that, but it seems like that urban versus ag head sticks its head out once in a while in kind of a mean way. We're seeing more and more of that this year. What's the root of the misunderstanding, and what's the holdup for ag to get its story better told in the urban side?
You know, we just always got to continue to tell our story, and as a society move further and further from the land, as we as a state become more urbanized, roughly 80% of the population lives within 20 miles of the coast, and they may not have any idea of the productive bounty that's coming from the interior of the state, even in coastal counties like Palm Beach and Hillsborough and Miami-Dade. So, the constant level of awareness has to be raised by our farmers and ranchers, and remind people that the same wonderful climate that makes us a destination for people to come to the beach and play golf in January and visit our state also makes us a competitive leader in agriculture during the winter months. And making that connection for folks is a constant challenge.
You know, looking at the legislative lineup, a lot of big ag issues on the docket. Take a moment or so and speak to our listeners about those most important to you right now.
Well, obviously, continuing to fight pests and disease, protecting our research dollars for greening and the other challenges that are out there, including screw worms. Working through sound science and making sure that we're really approaching the water issues north of Lake Okeechobee and south of Lake Okeechobee in a way where science and not emotion are dictating our direction. We have some of the most productive agricultural land in the world south of Lake Okeechobee, and we want to make sure that it doesn't get wiped out as a result of a perception that's part of the problem that's really flowing in from north of the lake. So, and on top of that, and we just finished a call with emergency management folks, the rains of 2016 have stopped, and we're in a very serious drought, and we've got 60 fires around the state right now, including one in Collier County that has I-75 closed. So I believe we're moving into a major wildfire season earlier than normal, and we want to make sure that the public's ready for that, and all of the attendant issues to making sure that our foresters have the equipment and training that they need and the support to protect lives and property.
I guess I would be remiss if I didn't ask the political question. You've been in office here in your last term in the Department of Ag. All kinds of rumors of where you want to go. Are we ready to make it official yet, or have you been thinking about the timing of that?
You know, I think it's important to finish this session strong and not be distracted by the future. Focus on all of these major issues that we have on our plate and make sure that I leave the Department of Agriculture in the strongest possible position for whoever may follow me.
Appreciate you, Commissioner. Good luck.
You bet. Good to see you.